KXFM, keeping the community informed. Welcome to the program, and we have a lot of important stuff to cover, not least of which is talking to our police department. And on the line, I have Captain Rachel Johnson from the Laguna Beach Police Department. Good afternoon, Captain. How are you today?
Good afternoon to you. I'm doing well, thank you.
Okay. Now, just yesterday, the mayor called an emergency session of the city council, and they decided to shut down the beaches yesterday afternoon. How is the police department going to enforce the beach closures?
Well, right now, we are really looking for voluntary compliance. We're obviously putting signage at the beach to alert folks of the closure, and we will be making periodic announcements via our long-range acoustic device, reminding people of the closure. But what we're looking for mostly is voluntary compliance to the signs that we're posting.
Okay, and when you find on a nice weekend or a nice day that we're failing at voluntary compliance, what's the next move then?
Well, certainly I hope the road between asking and someone to volunteer compliance and a citation, I really do hope that road is long, but we are certainly prepared to issue citations where appropriate if we're not getting voluntary compliance. We are upstacking our personnel to have people at those major areas where we might get visitors to our beaches to ensure we have someone there who's not only a visible deterrent, but someone who can provide education for those who don't hear about the beach closure until they're at the beach.
Right. Right. So let me ask you about joggers and the stay-at-home order from the governor. And as a police unit would see a jogger, let's say jogging down the street, is there a gentle nudging at that point to say, hey, you know, you really shouldn't be jogging? Or are they in direct violation of the order at that point?
No, the governor's executive order did encourage people to get outside. And so however you recreate, we want you to be able to do that within reason. What we were finding over the last weekend, which was very nice, especially for a March day in Southern California, is that not only were our residents choosing to recreate in Laguna Beach, but so were other people because it was such a nice day. So your casual jogger using the sidewalk and jogging in their neighborhood, that's not really the issue. The issue is people flocking to these areas that are very scenic and very beautiful to do their recreation. And just for instance, yesterday I went for a walk around my neighborhood to get out and get some exercise. Well, that's my neighborhood.
Right.
I didn't travel anywhere else to go and do that. And we want to encourage people to get out as appropriate in their neighborhoods and take those actions to help them from going stir crazy and let them get some exercise.
Right. Now, I asked the mayor, we had the mayor on an hour ago, and I asked him about eventual maybe closing both sides of Coast Highway and the top of the canyon, and he indicated to me that would have to come from the state. And my question to you is, would that make your job easier? Would that make our police force's job easier if on weekends we were able to eliminate the visitors? Would that be something that you could envision?
Well, certainly any order that comes from the state that's going to be applicable throughout the state is going to make our job easier because it eliminates confusion of where you can and can't go and what you can and can't do.
Right.
So certainly having a piecemeal of different cities having different restrictions is very confusing to citizens. We are receiving so much information via all the media outlets that are out there about what's open and closed and all those things. It becomes very confusing for your average citizen who's really just trying to do the right thing but doesn't necessarily know what the right thing is today.
Right, right. Now, living here in Laguna Beach, we have very unique and different problems than other cities do or different concerns than other cities do. When you approach the county about a specific concern, or if you approach the state about a specific concern, are you finding that you're getting feedback, you're getting your answers?
We are getting our answers when we're approaching those different levels of government, and the consensus is we all want to work together. Now, that, you know, they always say in a compromise, you know, both sides go away unhappy, and so we may see those compromises because everybody has different needs and everybody is coming at this from a different perspective, so we're not always going to necessarily get exactly what we want, but certainly those members of county and state government, we're in contact with them, the communication is positive, and they're listening to us.
Okay. We're talking with Captain Rachel Johnson of Laguna Beach Police Department, and the businesses that are not complying to the closures, the non-essential businesses that we find that are still open, did you run across a lot of them this past weekend?
I wouldn't say a lot. We ran across a few businesses where we had questions as to what business model they were using, if they were practicing social distancing and things like that. And on those limited occasions, we were able to make contact with those business owners, and we were able to achieve a resolution that was appropriate.
Okay. And Captain Johnson, is there anything that we can do aside from staying at home? Is there any way that we can help the police department? How can the citizens of Laguna Beach help the police department the most?
Well, pay attention to, we update our city webpage very, very often. We're updating the social media for the police department and the city on a consistent basis, and that's where you're going to get your latest information. And what we really need is for everyone to use those social media channels to try to get their questions answered where practical, and that will have the latest information about what you can and can't do and what directions we're receiving from the county and state. So really what I need everyone to do is the thing we're always asking people not to do is put their heads in their phones and pay attention to the social media, but continue to engage with us via social media, continue to look at our website for the latest updates on the actions that we're taking to keep the community safe. Okay. We have received nothing but positive feedback at being out in the community, and we are very appreciative of the support of the community.
Thank you. And again, on behalf of the community and the radio station, I want to thank you, Captain Johnson, and the entire Laguna Beach Police Department for the way that you're handling this. You really are very, very professionally, and I really appreciate it. Captain Rachel Johnson, can we hear from you again in a couple of days?
Absolutely. My pleasure.
All right. Thank you very much for being on the program. That's Captain Rachel Johnson, Laguna Beach Police Department, KXFM, keeping you informed.